From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It only happens to me every couple years. I go to sleep in a deep sleep, face down, and wake up with one of my eyes open, stuck to the pillow. You ever done that? Right over here, this eye is just blasted out, big cut on the side. Had a doctor look at it. They said it should be fine. But let's just say this. If I seem a little bummed out on air, it's not because we're the number one news story in the country and they're trying to shut us down. That bums me out. But there's a little bit of pain going on over here in the eye. So that may actually make me settle down a little bit today and actually be a little bit more congruent than I can be sometimes. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And then Mike Adams produces every week, usually on about a Friday, a one-hour special called Counterthink. Counterthought to the establishment that's very informative. And then we're not live until 8 a.m. the next day when David Knight comes on with the real news. We're going to do a couple hours live tonight, just an exercise of free speech on the state of the internet and really where the planet is right now in relation to the mark of the beast. That's really what it is. And we're going to talk to Mike Cernovich and some other folks that are also going to be not just on the InfoWars platform, but streaming on their own platforms from their own studios, their own broadcast that we'll just be interfacing with, just to give people an example of how this deplatforming operation works. So it's a little legal test that we're doing just to illustrate to people what the real plan is here. InfoWars is being watched, obviously, extremely closely right now. Tucker Carlson's weighed in. Senator Ted Cruz has weighed in supporting InfoWars and pointing out that there's a test case going to deplatform us off the internet, to set the precedent, to do it to conservatives and nationalists and whoever else the establishment wants to muzzle into the future. So that is all coming up during the broadcast as well. Now, regular listeners know that we've been spot on about what was going to happen, when it was going to happen with the globalists, because we read their trade publications. They are really upset at how influential we are. They're very, very upset about how accurate we are. They're really upset that government agencies, not just here, but around the world, are increasingly tuning in and that it's decompartmentalizing their global plan. So I'm going to do my best today to just go 35,000 foot view, because I tend to get on air and then I just say, let me prove it all to you. And I show you each and every little factoid and tie it all together. We've done that. We'll do that later in the broadcast. But I think it's important just to lay out the big picture here and what we're facing. Now, that said, they're making their move. Not just against InfoWars, but against everybody. And it's not just ahead of the midterms. It's a global crackdown on free speech. And they're very brazen about who's helping them do it, who's honchoing it. And it's so historical. History is happening now. This is outrageous tyranny. It's extremely naked. And it operates like you're completely conscious, unconscious and aren't consciously looking at what's happening. There's no logical 2 + 2 = 4 to any of it. And it's just unbelievable how naked it is. I mean, it's really stunningly ridiculous. So we're going to break it all down straight ahead. I cannot stress enough to all of you out there how critical word of mouth is in this information war.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The United States of America and hundreds of other nations are now locked in a struggle against multinational corporations backed up by the communist Chinese and the elites that own Hollywood, who are attempting to dominate humanity and bring in an anti-human world government where normal human processes are taken control of, and then artificiality is then enforced to set up a new paradigm of complete and total synthetic corporate, technological, scientific, elite, military, industrial complex, elite control. The brave new world is here. It is the establishment's plan. And we are here simply trying to ring the alarm bell and expose it. Because the information is so on target about the globalist program, because it's from their own admissions, they were so arrogant, they bragged about for decades. They're scared of this broadcast and they want it shut down. They're obsessed with knocking it out. And they want to set the precedent to be able to shut everyone else down. It's also the fact that we have a spirit of fighting back. And we have a spirit of victory. That those that wish to break the will of free peoples everywhere hate InfoWars. If you looked at the amount of demonization attacks on InfoWars in the last 23 years, it starts out at a trickle and then just exponentially goes up by 2016 and then goes into stratospheric, straight-up convulsions in the last 6 months. And now, tens of thousands of articles, news programs, local shows, fake letters to the editor, the entire leftist deep state, the entire foundation combine is launching attacks on InfoWars, the likes of which you only see before the country is tricked into invading some third world country. It's war level propaganda. But see, InfoWars has been chosen as the test case for everybody else's speech to be taken. And we've worked really hard. The listeners have pushed really hard to get information into Congress's hands. And Congress has now seen the reports that we and others have put together detailing all of this. So we have a real fighting chance to get them educated about algorithms and shadow bans and community guidelines that are really run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they can say very, very subjectively, just up to them, what they say is offensive and what isn't. And then the key is misrepresent what you've said or done and not even show what you say or do that they claim is wrong. I mean, clearly you're covered under the First Amendment already, but then they misrepresent what you say, remove it, and then never show you what it is you supposedly said. Over 10,000 articles in the last 4 days in a Google search with the headline, Alex Jones bullying, Alex Jones child endangerment. They never tell you what it is. They never tell you what I did. They never have a police report. They don't have a screenshot, nothing. Now, the first day they did, Forbes and others said that in a video, I push a child to the ground. No, it was video from ABC News a month and 15 days ago in early June. When a 10-year-old, the police have been called, but they're not there yet, is beating up adults and punching people in the face. He starts punching one adult 4 times in the face. The adult pushes him to the ground. We showed that video. It was national news. Thousands of other publications and groups did. They then misrepresented it to say Jones needs to be completely banned. YouTube and Facebook have only banned him live streaming and blocked his pages. That's not enough. We cannot, I will not, though, show you the video. Because even on other streaming services we're using, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been signed up as judge, jury, and executioner, and they will go do the same fraud again. I've been on the phone with lawyers. They're forcing me to sue them, to sue Time Warner. They've got me fighting their other fake suits. But it has to be done. This is all of our fights. This is for the First Amendment, because they don't just censor you. They lie about you when they do it. We posted on Infowars.com the videos on our own servers. If you want to go see them. But now the New York Daily News, the New York Times, the Washington Post are celebrating. Facebook and YouTube said yesterday, okay, we're set to totally ban Jones forever off our platforms. They just had to act like they did due process first. That's all this is. Because Americans still believe in the First Amendment, so it's got to be, oh, he beat up a kid. Oh, okay. But imagine when a jury sees that. What Forbes and others said, I beat up a kid, and it's not true. And then I show the jury all the other publications that ran the video, and that they're allowed to have it up, but I can't. See? And that CNN and all of you knowingly lie about it to your viewers. What venom? What evil? But it's like they do lying about WMDs in a country, and they go kill a couple million innocent people. Our military just has to do the fighting. They do the lying. So, that's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they kill the truth. That's how they murder it. But beyond InfoWars, they're getting ready to make their big move. It's a very small part of what we do, streaming on YouTube or Facebook. But they want the precedent for all the thousands of other channels that grab clips of the show and do things that's not allowed, period. To set that precedent, just like they shadow banned a bunch of members of Congress last week where they couldn't even, no one could see their tweets. They could tweet, but it went into a black hole. Just like they've done to all these members of Congress running again, and they're not allowed to put their campaign ads up on their Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, but the Democrats all can. There are now criminal Federal Elections Commission investigations launched by Nunes and others into this, and it is criminal. Just as the president said on Thursday, he said this shadow banning is discriminatory, and it's illegal. We've got a lot of complaints. We're looking into it, and we've got reports. Just like Nunes has come out and said, we've got a report detailing how all this banning works that I got to him a week and a half before, Mike Adams' report that I commissioned. And then right in live time, they went from 90% banning the conservative Republicans in Congress to total shadow ban, where they went from having thousands of retweets already constricted 89% to zero. We're talking maybe five tweets because only their office could see it. Perfect timing. We got them the report. The next week they had the hearings, said ban conservatives off the web, told a bunch of lies. And then the next day they went to 100% shadow ban of hundreds of members of Congress. Here's chairman of the committee talking about it. Here's Chairman Nunes.
And then you had a report that came out where, in fact, there were four people in the House of Representatives and the only four politicians in the country, the elected officials that were being, quote unquote, well, they don't call it shadow banning, but effectively we were getting caught up in some type of trap,
right,
to where people couldn't see our Twitter feed. That was Mr. Gates, right, Mr. Meadows, Mr. Jordan, and myself.
Okay.
So I don't know what Twitter's up to. It sure looks to me like they're censoring people, and they ought to stop it. And we're looking at any legal remedies that we can go through.
Now, why do they want InfoWars shut down? Because 9 times out of 10, and by the way, I don't say that with pleasure, because I don't want to be the only one that gets it, along with Matt Drudge. We're the first people to report it. We push it for months. I explain to audience, hey, sometimes I repeat stuff over and over again because it's not even for you. It's to finally get through to Congress and others to get what's happening. And now we've gone from the president not knowing he's been shadow banned for years on Twitter. You're like, well, he still gets hundreds of thousands. That's who go to his page. He should be getting hundreds of millions. So now he knows about it. Nunes knows about it. We've triggered the debate. And that's why they're trying to totally ban us off the internet, because they're tired of us being the one that raised the alarm. Jones here, back live. I want to get to all the other big news that we haven't gotten to the last few days, because I've been focused on the full-out assault on the First Amendment. We're going to be looking at all of that. The websites are newswars.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. Those are more important than ever, because the globalists tried to take the internet over the last 10 years with social media and these big giant sites like Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And they let everybody build up these big systems on there and to advertise and to push our big audiences off TV, talk radio, billions of people advertise in local papers and local TV to promote their Facebook pages. They got the power of billions of people to build their combines. But now they're rolling it up. They're not just doing it to Christians or conservatives or libertarians. They're just 100% banning us ahead of the elections in the midterms. They're doing it to bands, hip-hop, rock and roll, people that aren't part of the big labels, Christian groups. Anything successful that they don't control, they won't even let you buy advertising for now on many of these platforms. Because the big corporations have weighed in and said, listen, just like how the record companies created a monopoly the last 50 years, they want one on all information. And so YouTube is becoming Hollywood Tube. Google is becoming Be Evil. Twitter. Jack Dorsey, its CEO, said 6 months ago, we will crush conservatives. We will win the midterms. We will crush them. We will isolate them. We will block them. We will stop them. He didn't say we're going to stop hate speech. We're going to, and you know, all their cover stories. He said, we're going to crush conservatism. We're going to absolutely shut it off and humiliate it and not let them communicate and break their will. Well, guess what? That hasn't happened yet. People understand what's happening. But then they're going after Drudge with the Federal Elections Commission. They're going after us. They're going after WorldNet Daily. They're going after Fox News with internal battles trying to take it over. The globalists are going after anything that's pro-America, anything that's free market. So that's why I'm talking about this so much, is because it's about the midterms, and it's about the future of the country, and it's about their attempt to impeach Trump, and it's about their attempt, once they get us kicked off Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and all the rest of it, they admit they're going after everybody's servers. They're going after their credit card providers. They're going after their merchants. That's why I call it the mark of the beast. Even if you don't believe in God and the devil, if you read Revelation, a world government with a mark in the hand, the forehead, where you can't buy or sell unless you serve this world system, and a one world religion that's anti-family, anti-God, with big giant talking machines standing so the beast can talk worldwide in these huge temples it describes, with these 100-foot tall images of the beast and everyone can see him. It's a hologram. I mean, somebody was time traveling. Somebody got revelation from God. Whether you believe it or not, it's manifesting. A world planetary government, that, and it's anti-God, it's anti-family, it's targeting children. They just caught that top cardinal in the U.S. had to step down for pedophilia. The top cardinal in Australia had to step down. I mean, it's every week, but it barely gets coverage. And again, it's a global pedophile ring. It's not a global Catholic ring or a global Hollywood ring or a global, it's a global pedophile ring. And what do they want? The innocence of the children. Reuters, U.S. Cardinal steps down amid mushrooming sex abuse scandal. What did we tell you was going to happen when Trump got in? There is a eightfold, according to the Uniform Crime Statistics put up with the FBI just last month, an eightfold in arrest and indictment of pedophiles. But the courts are just now jam-packed. And it's not just pedophiles with some child porn on their computer. It's people with little kids in cages. And then it gets shut down in the news. But from Australia to Russia to Germany to Mexico to the U.S. to Chile to South Africa to Nigeria, they are rolling these gangs up. And you go, why is it pedophiles? Because if you'll rape kids, you'll do anything. And you notice there's 400,000 signatures last time I checked. Let's see what it is now for James Gunn, who made thousands of jokes about raping little girls and little boys and how much he enjoyed doing it and how, you know, leave NAMBLA alone. And then a bunch of people came out and defended him and said, let kids love. Let them have free will. Let them do what they want. That's actual NAMBLA speak. And the so it's 332,000. I guess there's another one with a couple hundred thousand. They want 500,000 signatures. And look, it's going up. Our petition has 50,000 signatures at change.org to save the internet and stop shadow banning. But they want 500,000 to deliver to Trump to say, let this pedo apologist get his job back. Wow. Unbelievable. He looks just like the Subway founder, doesn't he? They got the look. It's a look. And it's also their own words and their own actions. So it's just like Christ is being tried by Pilate. And Pilate says, I find no guilt in this man. Find no sin in him. And he says, it's the Jewish holy day. You're allowed to have one person go free who's scheduled to be executed. I suggest it be Jesus Christ. And they said, who else is there that's going to be executed? Only one more man, a rapist, a killer, a thief, one of the most hated people in Jerusalem named Barabbas. And they began to howl, give us Barabbas. And I'm not comparing Trump to Christ or anything, but the economy's turning around 4%, 4.1, trying to do good things, trying to be positive, being lied about, being demonized. And they want him dead. They want his family dead. They want InfoWars destroyed. They say, no. We don't want what's good. They say, give us James Gunn. Give us Barabbas. So it's America's judgment. It's America's choice. But worldwide, China has a system that's going worldwide of a digital social score for everything you do, even outside the internet, where if you're not a good little communist, you get demoted, then you can't even have a job, then you can't even get food, you can't travel, you starve to death. We first reported it 5 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. That is the model coming in, being phased in. And they think Congressman Nunes and Congressman Cruz and Congressman Jordan and Congressman Gates and Congressman Senator Paul are stupid, and they're not, and I'm not. And now, finally, the ball's rolling where people get this isn't old-fashioned censorship. This isn't leftists doing it here and there. This is full tilt, maximum, total control, and if we let them get away with it, we deserve what happens to us. So when we come back, I'm going to get into why they hate Trump, why they hate InfoWars, and how we defeat these globalists, and how we take it to the next level. But whatever you do, download the free app. It's the new official app at InfoWars.com/app on Droid and on iPhone. And tell everybody to download it. This is the forbidden info nobody wants you to get. The app is exploding right now. Let's push it to number one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So, the globalists worldwide are launching attacks on free speech. I remember 3 years ago reporting on former head members of the East German secret police who were involved in the torture and murder of hundreds of thousands of people being hired to work for Facebook to flag political incorrectness and then give it to the German police to arrest and indict people that were critical of radical Islam. And now the reports pour in daily of hundreds of arrests in Germany. I mean, if you just say radical Islam's not compatible, you are arrested. And so you see the headlines, Jones's YouTube and Facebook blocked from live streaming may be banned because Jones has been found guilty by YouTube and Facebook of hate speech. Hate speech is just an old Soviet Union term they use for people they wanted to arrest. It's not a law. It's here in America now. It's a chilling effect. Shut your mouth. So, I'm going to get to more of that here in a moment, but this is how the death of logic works. I'm going to give you two examples of the death of logic here in just a moment. First off, let me introduce the exhibits. Here's one out of the Austin American Statesman, another failed establishment newspaper that now is just a pure disruptor. Shitty report on Confederate monuments raises idea of renaming Austin. Now that's their politically correct way of letting that out. You actually read it. It says they recommend, because it's named after Stephen F. Austin, that the city be renamed. See, because that's why this works. Once you get rid of one statue, then you can get rid of everything. Remember, Trump said, well, if you want to get rid of any monument of anybody that ever was involved in slavery, you have to take down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. They went, oh, you're a crazy kook. And then 1 week later, the Democrats officially said, get rid of the American flag and get rid of George Washington and rename Washington, D.C. And you're like, well, that'll never happen. Now think of the mental illness. It was Europe and England that first started getting rid of slavery. Then the United States came along. They still have slavery in three African countries right now. Six Islamic countries still have it. But they sell women into sex slavery in Libya and Sudan and other countries right now. No one covers it. No one cares. We've covered it. I think it's incredible. I mean, Al Jazeera's reported, BBC has, there's been a few articles. But it's like it's going on. Because under radical Islam, Wahhabism, black people are not fully human. That's actually where they got that thing in the early voting rights and, you know, two-thirds human and all that. That actually came from the Muslims. And I'm not here bashing the Muslims, man. But if we're going to rename Austin or rename Washington, D.C., well, baby, let's rename Africa. Let's rename Asia. The Bible, the Old Testament, has free and bond, because that's what happened. Most of the white people that came to this country came here as indentured servants on 7 or 10 year terms who were signed on with no rights, could be chained up if they tried to run away. No one's defending that institution. But the idea that you can sit there with every junior high and high school student and go, we're not going to teach you about anything in history but how America had slaves. Okay, yeah, 2% had slaves or whatever. And then we're going to harp on that all day and not talk about how we got rid of it. It's just that issue. Total mental illness. And then, Santa Anna, who was a dictator, had all these people called peons in forced labor, but they didn't call them slaves. So then his moral authority was claiming, oh, well, the South was expanding into Texas and there might be some slaves brought in. And so that was his excuse to invade. Had nothing to do with it. And so it became this whole debate. And then today, if you're in college or you're in high school, all they teach you is Texas is bad because they didn't want to ban slavery in 1836. And so that's the one little piece of history that's there, nothing else. But that's not even the issue. China sells political dissidents' organs, Buddhist and Christians, by the millions. There's no discussion of the Chinese communists. There's no discussion of the millions that are in slave camps. There's no discussion of any of it. It's all just some dude named Stephen F. Austin. And let's look at slavery, so let's ban the name Austin. It's about being able to take control of everything. And this is what the Chi-Coms, who are the biggest funders of Hollywood and the media, are pushing. When you tune into any Hollywood program and whites are told, you're inherently evil, you're inherently bad, you have inherent guilt, even though 2% of the South, not even the North, had slaves. 2%. And so how many people are descendants of 2% of people that were in the South before 1868? They've done the numbers. It's very small. But then let's expand further. Most people came here after the 1880s. They have no connection to slavery. So in what world is that going on? But see, poor white Europeans who had just been serfs and who had just been freed off the land, it's the same thing, serf means slave. They picked it up on the East Coast when they came in, and they were, I'm not bashing them, they were very tribal people. They finally got to be one caste above somebody. So all the black slaves run to the North, which big problems in the South, and it gets even worse in the North because people have never even seen black people. And they've just been slaves on their land, and they get told by race baiters, Democratic Party mainly on the East Coast, you're finally above somebody. You don't have any rights, but at least you're better than these people. And that's where the Democrats come from with their race baiting and their control. And it's the same trick. And it worked great in Chicago and New York and Boston and all these other big East Coast and second city areas. And that's the whole Democratic Party ethos of control. That's how they manipulate. That's how they dominate. That's how they play groups off against each other. Instead of, as an American, we all have these basic rights. We all work together for these rights. And this system all makes us more wealthy, more successful, and more happy. We go to a caste system yet again where everything is race-based and on what color you are and where you came from or blah, 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 what group you're in, rather than what Martin Luther King talked about, what you do, what you stand for, what you produce. Because isn't that really the system? What we all want to be based on is how good at accounting are you? How honorable are you? How good at farming are you? How good at teaching are you? How good at football are you? How good of a doctor are you? If somebody's got the top ratings and is cool and great, I don't care if they're a black doctor or a white doctor. I want who people told me is the best and who treats me like a good person when I come talk to them. I don't care what color you are. If you've got nice, good food and you make me feel welcome, I'm going to eat in your restaurant. That's what Martin Luther King talked about. The opposite of what the Democratic Party pushes. But they think you're stupid. They think you're tribal. They think you're dumb. So there you go. The city of Austin recommends that the people we've elected, these virtue signalers, they recommend renaming the city something else. Well, since this is all part of fantasy land, why don't we rename it George Soros? He's a good Nazi collaborator, but he's worshipped by the left. He actually helped round people up for the Nazis, but he's worshipped by everybody. So let's rename Austin Soros City. It'll be perfect. Soros City. Soros City. You see, because forget Stephen F. Austin. He came here, braved the dictator, set something up, an economic system so much more free. 200 and something years later, everybody wants to come here. Or 190 years or whatever. See how that works? We'll be back.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
See what they don't want you to see. Share what they don't want you to share. We're on over 250 stations during the week, over 150 on the Sunday broadcast. And then not that's just radio stations. We're on a lot of TV stations and cable systems as well. But we've reached billions and billions and billions of people just on our official YouTube and Facebook channels with videos that have been watched, and it's changed the world. I've had documentaries that have been seen more than 200 million times online that I produced. I personally have directed and made films that have been seen 100 million times, like Endgame and others. And I remember Endgame, you know, had 65 million views just on one YouTube channel or Google video, and then they just killed it. So that's what they do, but it's okay because people saw that information. It got to them. And the system has learned that people want alternative grassroots information, but it makes them madder and madder and madder that they can't stop you with their algorithms and their shadow bans and all of it, spreading the word yourselves. Now, why is the city of Austin officially coming out, the people that run it, and recommending that the name of the city be changed. They say in the report, action needs to be taken. We need to take immediate action. But changing the name of the city needs to be done, but it's not a simple matter. We need to change the name of Austin. It's not a simple matter. Because we're not going to report on the millions and millions of Buddhists and Christians who've had their organs taken as we speak in the last decade in China. We're not going to talk about Islamicists and a bunch of Middle Eastern and North African countries selling people into slavery because they're black and they claim the Quran says they can do it. No. We're not going to talk about people, 30% of the population on psychotropic drugs enslaved to it. We're not going to talk about tens of millions enslaved to opioids. We're not going to talk about all the real forms of slavery, people having their brains rewired, the screen sickness, world government, the family breaking up, depression. We're going to say some guy 190 years ago, why he wasn't perfect. So we're going to ban the name of the city, even though it's the founder of it and the founder of a system everyone's killing to get into. Not because it's perfect, but it's a lot better than everywhere else the people that want to control language are in charge of. Because here's the secret. They don't want you recognizing slavery and medical tyranny beyond any science fiction horror movie you could ever imagine, and human cloning and animal-human splicing and all the new diseases and the deformities and the IQs dropping and cancer in children up 10,000%, breast cancer up 3,000%. They don't want to talk about all that. They want a bunch of bumbling basket cases obsessed over what's the name of that and who had the name of this and who's, you know, if you're white, you might have had ancestors that did something wrong. Can you imagine if they told you, we need some taxes from you because your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa might have done something. You'd say, you're crazy. If my daddy was a bank robber, doesn't mean I'm guilty. Everybody knows that. But that's what this authoritarianism is. In Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, if your dad did something wrong, you got sent to a death camp. If one of your neighbors punched an SS officer in the face, you got sent to a gulag. So you see, that's how crazy this gets. And then you read Anne Hathaway, another failed nobody actress, virtue signals because they're told to. They read off scripts. All black people fear for their lives daily in America. We must ask our white selves. Because you're not a person. You're not an individual. You're white. You're not a black person. You're not a person. You're black. You're not a person that is Asian. You are Asian. See how crazy that is? See how evil that is? But that's the whole push, the whole propaganda of these kook balls. According to actress Anne Hathaway, all black people, all, live in constant fear. How insulting. In America, because white people could kill them any moment. Even though the statistics, and look, I'm sorry, it's just the facts. For every white person that attacks a black person, there's a 10 or 12 to 1 ratio. It's still a minority of blacks that do it, but it is a fact that has been culturally pushed. It's acceptable. And a lot of your new Black Panther Party and others say, and the whole Black Lives Matter group, they say, you know, whites are inherently bad, like she's saying here about herself, virtue signaling. And so, you know, if you're going to go out and mug somebody or attack somebody, do it in a white area. I've had the head of the new Black Panther Party on from Houston. He was in the paper saying, don't mug black people. Why, go mug a white person. How about you don't mug anybody? But think of the condescension there. Anne Hathaway, all black people fear for their lives daily in America. We must ask our white selves. So you're not just a red-blooded human that has a soul and a destiny and your own ideas. You're white. Who you are is white because you got pink skin or whatever your color. Good God. We must ask our white selves, how decent are we really, she says. She's telling you, you're guilty, you're bad. But don't actually go out and help some black person. No. Just do what Hollywood says. Follow our orders. Privileged white people don't have equivalents for their fear of violence. 90% of black people are killed by black people. But see, it doesn't matter if statistics don't even exist. She just puts it out because it's the talking point by the big banks and the Chi-Coms and the globalists that run this country. And it doesn't mean that some of that stuff isn't true. It doesn't matter. It's being pushed to divide and conquer and bring down the country, period. Now, that said, I talked about equivalence and logic not being in play. Here's one even bigger. I'll have Democrats, when I run into them on the street that are being more civil, they'll say, Alex, this president just needs to stop being so mean to the media and stop being so divisive and undermining our First Amendment. I go, he's not trying to get rid of free speech. He's responding to people. That is free speech. They go, well, he's just been saying some threatening things to the press that really upsets me. I go, oh, really? Like what? Well, you know, I mean, you heard it. Just like he supposedly said Mexicans are all criminals. There's no video. There's no audio. It's a lie. Just like they lie about me and say I'm being removed off YouTube and Facebook for child endangerment, and it's an ABC News video of some kid punching an adult in the face, and the guy pushes the kid down. But see, they won't show you what I supposedly did. Anybody with half a brain knows journalistically, if you're hearing somebody committed a crime and then they don't show you the proof, what world is this? So, when we come back, I'm going to open the phones up, but I'm going to get into Time Publisher asked Trump to reconsider anti-media rhetoric. That's the big story. AP, it's everywhere. He met with him and said, sir, it's dangerous to say the media is evil and bad and liars. No, he says specific people are liars. And he says, sir, it's going to cause violence. So they run with that, and Trump responds by saying, powerfully, it's on Infowars.com, I will not allow our country to be sold out by MSM haters. They're the ones specifically saying he's a traitor, he's a Russian agent, kill his family. And then they send their publisher to go, oh, shucks, we haven't done anything but been sweet to you. And will you stop being mean, as if we don't remember MSM and all of them constantly hating and lying. They're like, we've been so sweet and nice to you. Why are you being so mean to us? You need to stop. They've gotten Trump to lower his guard 4 or 5 times for like a month. And his poll numbers go down and they attack him and he starts losing. When he's like, okay, I'm nice. Be nice. Everybody, let's be friends. And they just stab him in the back. I'm going to go to break. They're trying to shut us down. What we talk about is verboten. Forbidden, because it's common sense and it's true. Get the free iPhone and Android app, the brand new official app with live feeds. Let you know when we go live on our own platform, since we're being censored everywhere. But most importantly, if you have the app, Infowars.com/app, tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your email list, hey, here's the verboten app. Here's what they don't want you to get. Hear it for yourself. If you're a high school student, tell everybody, get the free app. Infowars.com/app. A lot of great t-shirts, a lot of great supplements, a lot of great products. Infowarsstore.com. And you couldn't spend money to get better products and then promote freedom anywhere else. We've got 3 new great products: Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality, Ultimate Fish Oil, highest quality, and Honor Roll for people in college, high school, you name it. It's all the known oils for the brain. The Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil are for body and brain, but Honor Roll's available. It's all 25% off out of the gates. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, share those live feeds that are at Infowars.com. Watch live Alex Jones coverage of massive censorship and how to stop it.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Carpe Dunctum, a very talented folks. They put together a little Spaceballs parody with Space Force coming up, a great Mel Brooks movie. And then I'm going to give the number out next segment. I'm going to get into Trump's very powerful tweets that are up on Infowars.com. I will not allow country to be sold out by MSM haters. That's his response to the hoax. That he's the one being mean to the media. You got to be kidding. I can't believe he still talks to the New York Times and all the rest of them. So here is this satirical report.
All rise in the presence of Dark Helmet.
I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed!
Ludicrous speed! Go!
Thank you, sir.
Are you all right, sir?
Fine. How have you been?
Fine, sir.
Good.
It's a good thing you were wearing that helmet.
Yeah.
What should we do now, sir?
Well, are we stopped?
We're stopped, sir.
CNN will call for this to be banned, to claim it endangered children, or that it's homophobic. I'm not kidding. This will be taken off the web before you can click your heels.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The mainstream corporate media is 100% scripted with talking points. That was a video like on Wednesday. We never played it. That was a compilation of like 20 different shows and four or five networks all saying, Trump is very Orwellian. Trump is very Orwellian. And then Dan Rather came out and said the same thing when Trump said, don't believe your eyes or ears when you're watching mainstream media. They cut off the mainstream media part. And they said, it's very Orwellian. He's saying, don't believe your eyes or ears. Well, everybody knows mainstream corporate media has been putting the president down, calling him a Nazi, calling him a traitor, calling him a criminal, saying everything he says is a lie. It's been comical if it wasn't so serious. And I've gotten to enjoy their lies. Did you hear Alex Jones got banned on YouTube and Facebook this week? Yeah. What was it? Well, we're not going to show you in thousands of articles and dozens of CNN shows. I mean, literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you turn CNN on, they're talking about me. Everybody's been calling me that just kind of tunes through, or they're at bars, or they're in a hotel, or it's always an airport. You know, like my aunt called. I'm in an airport here in Albuquerque, and I've seen you twice on CNN. Something about endangering children? What is this? I had other family call me. I'm like, I showed an ABC News clip a month ago of a guy getting punched in the face four times by some punk. Young, you know, 10, 11-year-old, and the guy pushes him down, and they said, I beat the kid up, and I blocked my channels. And she's like, wow, they're that big a liar. And I said, yeah, it's just unbelievable. But that's what they do. That's the level that they've gotten to. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And they will create their own political demise. Their own political destruction. I don't mean literal. Like when I say it's high noon between Trump, myself, and Mueller and everybody else, we're having a shootout politically, you know, and then there's no quarter given, none received. Jones threatens to shoot Mueller. No, that's not what I did. So this is how they deceive, but I want to give the number out specifically. For folks that want to talk about the censorship war and what's coming next, because they've never engaged in so much censorship. It's everybody I know is being blocked. Veterans groups, gun groups, just total bans, Congress. And how do we get Congress to act on the racketeering, on the organized crime, on the illegal mass persecution? Really, the Facebook, Google, Twitter hacking of the internet. Hacking of our republic. They're the ones involved in the election. They're the ones blocking people's regular political discourse while force-feeding Anderson Cooper, who was paid $18 million, Time Warner was, CNN was, to put out this new Anderson Cooper show that shot in the wrong aspect ratio with, like, bad audio and video to make you think it shot out, you know, like he's doing it himself. Like, if it looks totally different, they'll watch us. Well, but it's the same lying scumbags. Its top viewership was 5,400. Its average viewership, 4,000. Total galactic failure. Can you imagine? On Facebook and YouTube, when they don't put the shadow ban on us, the average live feed had 1 million viewers. 86 million viewers in 1 week before the shadow ban. Again, I already know I'm the winner. It's like I'm a boxer that did KOs 50 times in a row, and now you won't let me box because you. And then I just sit here and watch these people I could KO every time, and it's like, you're jokes, man. You're total jokes. But to me, it isn't about being the most popular, even though I've been number one in dozens of cities on little stations against big stations. I've already done that, and I know how the system's rigged. It isn't about me being number one, or I could have worked with the system and played that game. I don't want to do that. I want to see real freedom, and I'm pushing for it. But, oh, look, talk about fake news. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. It's always good to give that number out before we actually rack up the phone system. I know it's filled up in there, but we probably need to get to some folks that haven't called, you know, in a while. 877-789-ALEX. All I ask is you have good phones. And we're going to continue on. Mike Adams has an hour tape program, Counterthink, that's excellent. And then we're going to continue for 2 hours on the total attack on the web and how serious it is, and how to counterstrike to it. Because the more they censor us, the more we work, the more we do, the more we innovate, the more we take action. Now, so there'll be an hour of that, very powerful, on the streams and on TV stations and radio stations. Adams will be on the satellite. But we're going to break in on the satellites to the radio stations and to the TV stations, so no cussing for our guests that are coming on. And we're going to go to the radio stations and to the TV stations, some of which carry us 24 hours a day. In fact, over 100 of the stations carry us 24 hours a day, including places like Kansas City and Houston and Rochester, New York, and little towns in Los Angeles and places like that. So there's a lot happening with the Streisand effect. As they try to kick us off, people are going, hey, we better find out what it is that's so evil. You know, we're not supposed to see it or hear it. The people tune in, they go, wow, this is really truthful. No wonder they don't want this. So this is all over the news. Times publisher asked Trump to reconsider anti-American rhetoric. They're like, come on, man. We're just beating you over the head and stabbing you in the liver every day and saying we're going to kill your family and everything and saying you're the biggest liar in history and a Nazi and we say all these fake quotes about you and then you call us fake news, man. That's horrible. Don't talk bad about mainstream media. Just let us destroy you and lie about you. The publisher of the New York Times said, oh, the publisher, not Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin owner, but the publisher of the New York Times, said Sunday he implored President Trump at a private White House meeting this month to reconsider his broad attacks on journalists, calling the president's anti-press rhetoric not just divisive, but increasingly dangerous. You're the ones pushing race war, saying all whites are bad. Everybody that wants some free markets, a Russian agent, arrest everybody. You know, shut down your competitors, blah, blah, blah. We should investigate how the Times and the Washington Post are funded by offshore money. In a statement, publisher A.G. Schlossenberger said he decided to comment publicly. Well, all right. After Trump revealed their off-the-record meeting to his more than 53 million Twitter followers on Sunday, Trump's aides had requested the July 20th meeting not be made public. And it goes on. So, we're going to punch you in the face 50,000 times. You don't even raise your arm and say you're under attack. Do you understand us? Our war on reality is paramount. How dare you question us? We have a right of kings to piss on America. When we come back, I'm going to read some of these tweets, the president's counter to this, and then we'll go to your phone calls. But they think you're done. They think you're over. They think you're defeated. They think, you know, that Hillary was going to win 97% with all their lies, fake polls, giving her the question beforehand. That failed. So now they're coming in with real censorship, thinking conservatives in the last year and a half of censorship would just go, I'll be a Democrat now. Don't censor me on social media. People don't care. They're leaving you. You failed to censor. You failed to break our will. That's why the stocks of Facebook are plunging and Google and Twitter are all about to go down because you broke your algorithm. You became a police state to try to deliver it to the globalist and you still failed because all the internal polls show a huge landslide for the Republicans in the midterm election, them keeping the House, keeping the Senate, maybe even expanding, except for all the people voting the names of dead folks and the illegal aliens. All these Democrats have legalized in 14 states voting, even though they always said it was a conspiracy theory. No illegal aliens are voting. Now they've legalized it in a bunch of Democrat cities and states. So there you go. Just don't forget the free app, Infowars.com, now official, brand new app. We had a great app before. A couple apps got old. Had one app, didn't work too well. This is the new awesome app. When we go live on our own feeds, our own podcasts get published, you get live alerts, Infowars.com/app. The globalists think you're lazy and stupid. They think you won't go get it. They think you won't share it. But I know you're getting it, and I know you're sharing it, and it's in the top 30 news apps already. How about we push it to number one and shove it down the throat of these globalists? Infowars.com/app.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life.
What's happening now? Donald Trump is authoritarian. He wants people to believe that the only truth, the one and only truth, comes from him. This is the hallmark historically of authoritarian regimes. And that's when he says, don't believe what you see and read. You know that old story.
You compared it to Orwell's and what you wrote. You said when he said, don't believe what you see or what you hear, that's not what's happening. You said it's like 1984. It's dystopian.
Well, it is. It's straight out of Orwell. And Orwell, what he wrote, it's practically a shooting script for Donald Trump. I'm not suggesting that Donald Trump read it. The evidence says he doesn't read very much. I don't think he's read Orwell. But the point being here, there is a method to this, and the method is to convince people that the only truth is the truth that comes from me, the ultimate power. I'm the energy of the ultimate power. And he has made some way in getting that. It is, as several people have said before me, he is not just attacking the truth. Mm-hmm. He wants to annihilate the truth. He wants to move us completely into the post-truth political era.
Oh, that mainstream media told us Hillary is going to win 97%? I mean, this is the corrupt sellout media owned by multinationals that think they've got control of the country. The country's coming back. And then every major news program in the country this week came out and said, this is 1984. He says, don't believe your eyes and ears. No, he said, if you see something on mainstream media, don't believe it. Let me tell you something. Anybody can do a test right now for themselves. Go to Google, click news, type in Alex Jones, AlexJones. And I've spent hours every day clicking on articles, hundreds of them. It's like the same person wrote them all. They say, Jones has been restricted on YouTube and Facebook for bullying a child, for child endangerment. They don't show who the child is. You know, remember the old days, it'd say, this person was arrested for reportedly doing this to a child at this address, in this city, at this time, and they face bail, or they fit. It's just Alex Jones has been kicked off for Islamophobia, endangering a child. And then the video they banned was from ABC News of a kid trying to beat up an adult, and the guy pushes the kid back. But they don't show it. Now, that's Orwellian. In 1984, they don't tell you what you've done. In 1984, you can't face your accuser. There's a community standards board that reports you. They don't even say what you've done, and then you disappear. That's Orwellian. The president says a lot of great people coming out of Latin America, but we also have open borders and a lot of criminals, a lot of rapists, a lot of robbers. That turns into all Mexicans are rapists and robbers. There's no video, there's no text, but they always say it on every show, every day, like it's true, like it's true, like it's true, like it's true, like it's true. Trump says MS-13 killing some little girl, torturing her to death in a satanic ritual were animals. I say animals aren't that bad. Most of them don't torture for fun. I guess killer whales do. And you turn that into, he said, migrants are animals. That's their hoaxing. Or he threw the Martin Luther King bust out. Or, you know, he didn't visit Congressman Scalise when he was shot. I mean, you all know the lies, folks. And that's how stupid they think you are. They are 1984. They are the ones that want to suppress the economy. They are the ones that won't talk about communist China and what it's doing. They are the liars. And they're losing, and they don't know what to do. So they target low-hanging fruit like InfoWars, and think if they can set the president to shut us down, they can shut you down. Let's go over some of his tweets. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. Get this article out to everybody. Do it in your email. Do it by hand. Do that. They are so scared of you hitting the streets, you calling into talk radio, you calling into C-SPAN, going around Facebook, around Twitter. They're so scared of you going to InfoWars.com and getting those live feeds we've got, the special broadcast we're already doing that's going to go right to 9 o'clock tonight, expanded coverage with Mike Adams next hour, with Counterthink. Then we come back live. This will be taped to air, special report he's got for you. And we come back at 7 o'clock Central with Mike Cernovich, others going over how do we battle the censorship. It's in your phone calls. Your phone calls are next segment. We're going to be taking phone calls throughout the evening. What happens with the power of you telling folks about the free apps or you spreading that live link? They're afraid of that chain reaction. That's why they brought you to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, so they could control everything you do in that gulag. They could control what you did in that ghetto. But now, InfoWars and others are building our own platforms. We've been building them. We've been warning you this is coming. And it is good to see our platforms expanding rapidly as soon as the censorship cut in. But I'm telling you, they're planning something bigger. They're doing all this censorship right now because they're about to make a move in 2018. They know now. They're not as arrogant as they used to be. That makes them a more dangerous enemy. Trump, I will not allow a country to be sold out by MSM haters. Singles out failing New York Times and Amazon Washington Post. Now, that's important he's doing that, but he's 72. He still thinks they're important. Sir, it's Google. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. They are 50 times bigger. Drudge, sir, is bigger than New York Times, Washington Post combined, sir. Why don't you write a daily article for Drudge? He's smart, but, you know, he doesn't know everything. We got him the report. You see him saying the shadow ban's illegal. But you think it gives me a power trip that most of the time it's us that actually get people warned? That scares the living daylights out of me, man. I'm sick of being absolutely ground zero and like the guy in the arena. Because, man, they are putting out bigger and bigger juggernauts on us. I'm like a gladiator, and meaner stuff comes out of that cage every time. Those gates come up, man, I'm seeing, and I'm just like, I don't care what happens to me, I'll be honest with you. I'm so committed to this. But, man, the fact that I know there are people smarter and stronger than me who are asleep and don't even know what's going on, and I'm sitting here realizing your children are going to be totally effed over if you don't wake up. It's that simple. This isn't a game, folks. Trump said, when the media is driven by insane by their Trump derangement syndrome, reveals internal deliberations of our government, it truly puts the lives of many, not just journalists, at risk. Very unpatriotic, Trump tweeted Sunday. Because that's what they do. He went on to say, accurately, 90% of media coverage of my administration is negative. It's actually like 95. Despite the tremendously positive results we're achieving, it's no surprise the confidence in the media is at an all-time low. I will not allow our great country to be sold out by anti-Trump haters. And that's, he's telling you, he doesn't want to tank the stock market, but we're in a war with China. The globalists sold us out to China. They set China up. They set China up. We're like, we got 1 billion people that are communists. Let's set everything up here and screw America. And they did. Now it's 1.5 billion. And it goes on. Dying newspaper industry, no matter how much they try to distract and cover it up, our country is making great progress under my leadership, and I will never stop fighting for the American people. As an example, the failing New York Times and Amazon, Washington Post do nothing but write bad stories, even about positive achievements, and they will never change because they're enemies.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Again, why do the globalists want InfoWars shut down? Because the general public tunes in. It's a big show, but the military, the intelligence agencies, foreign governments, they know I know what I'm talking about. And it becomes a worldwide talking point what's happening. And they know that other people don't do something unless it benefits them individually right then. No, I will sit there and write a special report or make a film or spend time to try to educate Congress about censorship because I believe in the First Amendment. And then we put a little bit of energy into it, and now suddenly Congress understands it and is doing something. And so now they want us totally banned because so many times they say it's InfoWars over and over again that is ground zero for us being defeated. I want that to change. I want to be made obsolete. And that's why it's good that Tucker Carlson is doing his own research and saying the same thing, and so is some of the big national talk show hosts, and so is Sean Hannity. And that's great because in many ways they're smarter and better than I am. And I really want to be able to sit back and still do InfoWars and still, you know, be involved. But I, believe me, I'm not trying to be the big swinging, you know what. I've done it enough. And I want to beat these people is what I'm looking for. And we can do it together. And that's why Ted Cruz came out and defended me from being banned. That's why Tucker Carlson did, because they can misrepresent what I've said and done all day. But this is about setting the precedent to shut it all down. And they're moving very rapidly. It's very illegal. It's very exponential. It's unbelievable to have all these nasty, nasty, nasty leftists and other so-called media organizations foaming at the mouth, CNN leading the charge to have me taken off air, claiming I put out fake news and then misrepresenting what I've said when they're the kings of fake news. It's the height of arrogance. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. I just want to point out to listeners, we make it easy to support InfoWars. We go out and find the biggest organic manufacturer of fluoride-free toothpaste, and we add colloidal silver and iodine. It's called Super Blue for adults and children, and we've got the mouthwash and the immune gargle. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That is the level right below what you call prescription. It's FDA cleared for over-the-counter sale. It's private labeled, one of the top sellers in the country that's patented at that level. They normally sell it for $40. It's $29.95. And obviously a lot of the cost is having to have all the FDA clearance, FDA approval. FDA cleared for over-the-counter. You have to go through a lot of tests to do that. But Super Silver Wound Dressing is amazing. It funds the store. That's a five-pack right there. I mean, you can buy it individually. As well at InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet. That's a new product that we're selling. But again, it's a private label bestseller. Now, take fish oil. This is what I now give my children. I was giving it one of the best-selling brands in the country. This is even better. We've been working on this for years. I want to give people a document cam shot if they can here on the desk. But this is all the different known oils that are healthy and good for the brand, the DHA, the EPA, the wild anchovy and wild salmon and krill oil, vitamin D and E to help absorb it. But just look at the color of these. I mean, this is simply document cam shot right here. Just right here. Thank you. Just look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. Again, so good. And again, there's more in each bottle than that. That's one I've been eating out of each day because it gives me so much energy, so much focus, so much you name it. It really is amazing. And fish oil, krill oil, all of it's great. But a lot of it hasn't really had the mercury taken out. We pay a lot more for ours to do that process down to non-detectable levels. So for yourself, your family, your children, the honor rolls for your children, we've got the adult fish oils as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you fund us by getting great products you need, it's a 360 win. No fillers in our fish oil either, ladies and gentlemen. So we set out to bring you the ultimate formulas. It's a win-win, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, thanks to the crew. Let me go ahead now, ahead of Mike Adams coming up for an hour, with Counterthink, and then the two-hour special broadcast we're going to do going in to the censorship, how they're doing it, how to counter it. If you want to win the midterms, if you want to finish defeating Soros, Hillary, their whole combine, it's essential. And to do that, we've got to get the public educated and Congress educated and the courts educated, and it's a very academic process, but we've done it. So that's all coming up. Okay, Cameron, Connor, Joseph, Brad, Cindy, Troy, Elizabeth, Kerry, George, Vincent, Darren, you're all coming up. Cameron in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Cameron.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I would like to agree with you on what you just said about what we can do to battle the censorship. And I'd like to go over an article that was by the New York Times back in December 13, 2016. I don't know if you had read up on that.
I don't know the particular article. What happens is everybody's used to other talk radio where they screen your calls. If you've got a clear phone on a topic, we put you on air. So people tend to get on air with me and they want me to screen their call. But you're on air. Go ahead.
It was the New York Times, The Perfect Weapon, How Russian Cyber Power Invaded the U.S.
Okay, go ahead.
It boils down exactly what their plans were to do, the DNC, the hacks, all of it. It's a really intuitive article to really get into. But like I said...
I get it. I noticed you had some trouble there. So So you believe the New York Times. They also said Hillary had a 97% chance of winning. They were involved trying to rig the debates with CNN. So you really believe Russia, who can barely make their stoplights work, is this superpower, and that America wasn't sick of Hillary and the Clintons? So did the Russians make the economy grow to 4.1% or start securing the border? I mean, tell me about the Russians. Tell me about the New York Times and all the proof of the Russians.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with you that it wasn't the Russians that...
Well, I'm trying to understand that. You just told me about the New York Times and about the Russians.
No, I was trying to see if you had read up on that article, because it was...
Well, I mean, there's been like probably 5 million articles saying the Russians, you know, created the earth, and then when like women don't have babies, Russians do, and like bananas don't grow on trees, Russians, they fall out of Russians, you know, rear ends, and the ocean shoots out of Russians, you know, nostrils, and the galaxy was created by Russians, and you know, and when you wear a Make America Great Again hat, the Russians did it, and if you love George Washington, the Russians did it. Hell, it's all over the news that the Second Amendment is a Russian idea, and that this Russian spy that wasn't even proven to be a spy, tried to infiltrate the NRA, so the NRA's Russian, and David Hogg sent I appreciate your call, Cameron. The NRA sent out, all this Russian-controlled garbage. But David Hogg says the NRA's Russian, so let's turn our guns in right now. I didn't realize that was a Russian idea. Aren't we glad that we are dealing with those Russians? That's right. The globalists say they hate America in their own white papers and in their own WikiLeaks and in their own admissions, how much they hate the country and how bad the country is and how, you know. But don't worry. See, the globalists now love America. They're protecting us from the Russians. Oh. But not the Chi-Coms that actually own our debt and own Hollywood now. And it was in the Washington Post, control the big 50 universities. Don't look at them. No. The New York Times, owned by Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin, it is going to save us from the Russians. Oh, my God. Thank God they're here to save us. Oh, my God. I mean, the Russians are building our military and put huge sanctions on Russia and are shipping tow missiles to Ukraine. And the Russians are just crushing their oil exports. I mean, the Russians are crushing themselves and building us up. I mean, oh, my God, so evil.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
You know, I knew we were getting seminar calls. It only happens every once in a while when we're in thousands of publications all over the news saying, shut us down, get rid of us. I heard the first guy was a seminar caller, so I would go on during I never do this. I would go on and listen to people during the break and like, watch what I do to this guy. Watch this. And I'd go to him and I'd go, oh, Alex, you know, whatever. And so we're not taking calls right now. We're going to take calls later tonight during the two-hour special broadcast, and we're going to have specific callers and cover real issues. But this is the full assault, the Democrats' absolute worship of tyranny, how liberals and socialists set up nightmares everywhere of total control, because it's what they want. They want to shut down America. They want to shut down free speech. They want to shut it down. All down. We've taken 23,000 phone calls on our digital system in 2 hours before. So we have massive of real calls. And I noticed tonight, before I give the number out, the phone bank was already full. And I said, who turned that on early? We don't do that. We have to turn it on when I give the number out to the real audience, or the seminar callers have their engine started waiting. You understand? That's how that works. You got to flip it on the minute I give the number out. That's how that works, or they flood in. We normally have somebody else in there running, taking the calls. And again, I used to say we don't screen your calls, just where you're calling from, got a good clear phone line, you're on the air. But we have to screen them, because the left, just calls in to misrepresent who we are because they're just so fired up right now. All these professors, all the Antifa, all the government workers, all of them are exponential. Their identity was they hate America. Their identity was they hate families. Their identity was they hate Christians. Their identity is they're going to break up free market. They're going to run America. They're going to be in control. They hate flyover country. And now they see the economy at 4.1. They see the sovereignty coming back. They see globalism in trouble, and they are evaporating. They are panicking. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. They don't understand how this could happen because the country was asleep, and now the country is awake. And that's why you're losing, and you're going to lose worse. No matter how much censorship you engage in, no matter how many scams you run. Can we punch up InfoWars on the screen? Thank you. No matter what you try or what you pull or what you do, you are not going to ever be able to put your system back together again. We just posted it up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to pull it up here on my own screen here. Got my computer punched up right over here for me. And you can send it out to people because it makes them so angry because they really hate. We have live feeds that can reach new people. They're not worried about talk radio and local TV stations, even though you're spreading the word about them. They should be worried about them. They're worried about the internet. They think it's theirs. It was supposed to be their big control arm to bring it all down and bring in total control. So watch live Alex Jones coverage of massive censorship and how to stop it live now and running through 9 p.m. Central Time, the verboten information. And then it's got save the internet. What really concerns them right over here, save the internet. Emergency report, the censorship master plan decoded. And you scroll down here, and we've got the big report for Congress and lawmakers and others about how big tech media are engaged in this total takeover of the internet and massive censorship. And now the president, a week and a half after the report comes out, and says shadow banning is illegal and we're going to stop it and we're going to deal with it. That is the real excitement. But think how much they hate you. Think how stupid they think you are. Think what morons they think you are at every level. That they think that they can get up on the news and say Trump hates all Mexicans and they're all rapists and there's no video of it. Or they can get up and say that I'm kicked off YouTube and Facebook because I endangered a child. Total defamation, no such thing, total lie. And in 10,000 articles, not one video or photo of what I did. Because they're just criminal frauds and they're running out of gas. And they think if they can wreck Trump or wreck me or something, they're going to, no, you're done. You're failures. People can't stand you. People see absolutely through what you're doing on so many fronts. But the Democrats are selectively implementing the internet kill switch right now. They are selectively implementing the internet kill switch right now. And they think everybody's just mesmerized and asleep and doesn't know what's going on. But I'm here raising the alarm with our crew to let you know this is going on, and they just hope that you don't tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to or the local TV stations you're listening to. They just hope others that are aware of what's going on sit on the sidelines and hope, oh, don't get involved in the censorship fight. You'll be left alone as long as you don't get involved. No, you'll be shut down next. The people that live in America, that live off those that stood up and fought for liberty, you live on the down payments put down by other people. Your cowardice, your bootlicking has only encouraged the atmosphere we're now in. And that's why they're trying to crush and shut down those of us that are telling the truth. Computer models show for the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to be at 3% growth rate or more. Could be 6-7%. China's had 10% for decades because all of our money was shunted to them. Now under Trump, 20% is coming back to us. Just a little something. And because of that, the globalists hate his guts because their whole religion is about pissing on you and your family. Let's go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, can we? I put a photo out of John Podesta and Stephen Colbert, who are good friends, and Anthony Weiner that went to college and stayed in the same room and roommated with John Stewart. And there's a big Getty image photo where there are a bunch of people together, but it's the particular photo. I just say they call it the face. And I love when all I said was they call it the face, what the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments. My Twitter's Real Alex Jones. They call it the face. How many times I make you that face? See, they make it like it's cool. But when you see that Joker smile right there, when you see that unnatural look, you see that, buddy, that is El Diablo right there. That smile is like a great white shark coming down on you. That smile is not a happy smile. That is the smile of a really, really bad hombre. And that's the smile. That's the smile you see when you know you're in a lot of trouble. And you're calling out to God and God ain't coming. And you don't get in the club unless you got that smile. And that's the smile. That's a smile that you know you're about to go through some serious times. But somebody's got to stand up to them. And we're going to do it. Go read the comments for yourself. It's called The Face. And they said, yeah, the guy, he goes, oh, the face they make when you had your kids taken away. Oh, like Hillary won the election? My kids weren't taken away from me. See, the left's obsessed with kids. They want you to abort your kids as fast as you can. They're obsessed with the government running your kids, not you. And then they're obsessed with telling parents they don't have kids. Let me give you a little news flash out there, brother. I've got 5 children. 3 with my first wife, 1 with my new wife, and 1 girl who decided to have the baby and didn't want me to be involved in it, but I got told about her sister later. And I still keep waiting for that young man. I'm told it was a boy to knock on my door. But I was a teenager when that happened. I got 5 children. I love children. Today, I was with all 4 of my children, just like I've been for the last 5 weeks. I've been with all 4 of my children for 5 weeks. And you sit there and you tell me I don't have my children. I had my children. I took the risk to have children. I took care of them. I loved them. They loved me. I'm their daddy. I don't sit there and I can't even make the look. I can facsimile, but I can't do it. When you see it, it pops. You know, I only know because I got to see some things when I was a teenager that most people don't get to see. And let me tell you, it'll turn your hair gray. All right, Mike Adams is coming up on the streams at Infowars.com/show and many TV and radio stations for an hour. And we're back live with your phone calls and the big breakdown about how to stop the globalists, what they're planning to pull in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.